1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that it would come, and even now already it is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you, than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore they speak of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not of God does not listen to us. This is how we know the spirit of truth, and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. Because love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God, and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was revealed towards us, because God sent the only Son he has fathered into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the atoning, debt-paying, sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever will confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has towards us. God is love. And he who lives in love lives in God, and God in him. This is how our love is made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear causes torment. He who is afraid is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Because he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God love his brother also.